The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The world famous, incredibly talented.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Now, Kevin, you thought this was a vent, but I think maybe this might be more of a, it might be kind of like group therapy almost. Can you just kind of run through this?
I work with these two women, and one is just smoking hot, and I, you know, oh, I totally want to hook up with her.
Yeah,
but she doesn't want to have anything to do with me because her friend, who is, you know, sort of short and dumpy, is into me. So since she found out her friend likes me, any move I make on the hot one is rebuffed because she doesn't want to hurt her friend's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at, it's sort of like, what is it, that Mexican standoff? I'm at my wit's end. It's like nobody's getting anything from this situation. So I was just wondering, and any help, you know, words of wisdom from anybody out there. So just throwing it out there to you guys.
Well, Kevin, here's the thing. And I find it very interesting because what you are dealing with, sir, is a tale as old as time. A song as old as rhyme. This is the Beauty and the Beast.
Rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme. To the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime.
Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's way past your bedtime. So, Kevin, there's these two women, and one of them he's very attracted to. The other one he's not attracted to. But the one he's not attracted to is interested and friends with the one that he is. So the one that he actually is like, yeah, she won't do anything because the friend likes him. What does he do? I'm going to ignore the fact that he said short and dumpy.
Exactly. I was like, ew, what
you're,
a douche.
Maggie, you're tiny, but you're beautiful. Okay? Don't get stuck on that. Don't get
short
fixated
and
there.
Dumpy.
Okay? I'm sure she's beautiful. It's just not for him. Okay?
Just not good enough for him.
What does he do when the one friend that he wants won't do anything because the other one's interested, but he doesn't want that one? And he can't probably call her short and dumpy because they're friends. Okay? So that would be rude. He can't do that. Probably shouldn't have said it on the radio either, but we're neither here nor there. 237 hits, or you could text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I love it.
The number one hit music station.
Y94.
Oh, just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. So the biggest issue in the Playhouse right now seems to be nobody seems to like how he worded his problem. That being said, I do see some good advice coming in for Kevin as well.
I work with these two women, and one is just smoking hot, and I, you know, oh, I totally want to hook up with her, but she doesn't want to have anything to do with me because her friend, who is, you know, sort of short and dumpy, is into me. So since she found out her friend likes me, any move I make on the hot one is rebuffed because she doesn't want to hurt her friend's feelings. So we're at, it's sort of like, what is it, that Mexican standoff?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at my wit's end. It's like nobody's getting anything from this situation. So I was just wondering, and any help, you know, words of wisdom from anybody out there. So just throwing it out there to you guys.
No reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
So what he should have said is, there's two girls. I'm really just not interested in the one, but I really am interested in the other. Problem is, the one I don't want is after me. So the one I actually am interested in, her friend, won't listen to my pleas for attention, right?
Yes.
He probably could have been a little bit more PC about the whole thing, I suppose. What are we seeing for text for Kevin?
Nothing. It sounds like he just wants to hook up anyways. He's better off just looking somewhere else, especially dating a coworker almost always never ends good, let alone a secretly sexual relationship. Somebody says, at Kevin, you sound like a douche. If I was the hot chick and heard the way you talked about me and my friend, I'd slap you. Your attitude completely strikes you out. No wonder she doesn't want to date you. It's not just her friend. Somebody else saying, be honest with the one you like about your feelings. If you tell her you're not attracted to her friend, but her, she might understand.
What'd you think in for Kevin?
I would tell him, walk away. Nothing good is going to come out of that. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Go find some other hot smoking bay. Nothing good will come out of that trio of mess.
All right, so it's just a love triangle not worth your efforts is what you have to say to Kevin. What were you thinking? Hi there.
I'm thinking he only has two options. Either A, he's going to have to talk to the hot girl and, you know, I respect that you're a good friend and that you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings, but at the same time, it's just not going to happen, and he's just going to have to wait it out and keep trying, you know, because sometimes perseverance pays off, and she might give in. Otherwise, another thing is, too, and I know this from experience, she might just be saying that for an excuse because she's not into him.
That's a very good point.
I've done it before. I had a guy, and he was interested in me. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. My best friend's into you, and I don't want to do that to her, and he kept fighting, but it was, in all honesty, it was him.
So there's a very real possibility that is just a lie. She's so uninterested. It's like, no, sorry, Ashley's into you or whatever the heck her name is.
I'm going to go with that one.
A lot of people are nominating the douchebag song. I think just because of the way he chose to word it, and it probably wasn't the most PC of ways.
Short and dumpy?
So we're going to have to go ahead. I'm sorry for short and dumpy. I think you did earn this. I'm sorry, Kevin.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche. You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
In spite of that, I do think there's a couple of good thoughts for you in there, and it might truly just be the one you actually want is the one lady just said. She might not be interested at all, and that was just the, you know what, I'm sorry. She's just so into you. I can't do that to my friend. But really, that translates to get the heck away from me.
It's like a literal definition of friend zoning.
Uh-huh. Like, create the friend zone as your barricade from protecting you from a creep is what happened there.
My flood wall.
Potentially, maybe. Icona Pop, I love it. Here in a couple of minutes, and we'll talk about superstitions in a bit.
Morning.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.